Colleagues, I want to thank you and the Senate. The Senate's Thursday, January 28th, 2021 contingent of the Joint Rules Committee will come to order. Colleagues, good morning. And just to let you know, the Senate contingent of the Joint Rules Committee will meet first, and then we will adjourn this and go to our regular Rules Committee. That's why you see your colleagues up here. They're the ones that will stay, and we don't have to do extra cleaning, and you're just everyone is important. Just explaining the process. So in response to COVID-19 emergency and to protect the public, legislators, employees, we must limit non-essential gatherings, adhere to social distancing, and face covering guidelines. In compliance with those orders, the Senate has made necessary adjustments to normal practices in order to ensure that the public continues to have access to our legislative process. We are holding our committee hearing here in the Capitol with one of our committee members, Senator Bates, participating in the hearing remotely with the use of a video conference system. I see her. Senator Bates, will you go ahead and identify yourself now and anyone that is in with you in the room in which you are?
Yes, Senator Bates here, and with me is staffer Rhonda Reardon.
Thank you very much, Senator. To allow public access, we've admitted members of the public to hearing rooms to the extent that social distancing requirements allow. Before we begin today's agenda, we need to establish a quorum. And to the colleagues, project, not everyone has a microphone. The members up here know to turn their mic on, but I want to make sure. Madam Secretary, will you call the roll?
Bates.
I didn't hear. Yes, here.
Bates here. Durazzo.
Here.
Durazzo here. Hertzberg.
Here.
Hertzberg here. Laird.
Here.
Laird here. Leyva.
Here.
Leyva here. McGuire.
Here.
McGuire here. Nielsen. Tan.
Here.
Tan here. Roth.
Here.
Roth here. Rubio. Skinner.
Here.
Skinner here. Umberg. Wilk.
Present.
Wilk present. Atkins.
Here.
Atkins here.
Thank you, colleagues. The secretary notes a quorum has been established, and before we begin the agenda, I want to quickly talk about the purpose of this meeting. At the beginning of each legislative session, the Joint Rules Committee must establish the chair and the chief administrative officer for the committee pursuant to Joint Rule 40. Additionally, the committee must approve press credentials for the regular legislative session. The press credentials, excuse me, members, will be taken up at another time. The members of the Joint Rules Committee of each House may meet separately and consider any action that is required to be taken by the Joint Rules Committee. If the majority of members at the separate meeting vote in favor of an action, that action shall be considered approved by the Joint Rules Committee. So with that understanding of why we're meeting today, in line with the rules as we take up the agenda before us, we have two items. Item number one is the election of Assemblymember Ken Cooley as chair of the Joint Committee on Rules. And item number two is the election of Deborah Gravert as the Chief Administrative Officer of the Joint Committee on Rules. With the permission of the body, I would like to take both of these items at the same time, unless I have concerns. Item one and item two.
So moved.
Thank you, Mr. Majority Leader. We have a motion. Madam Secretary, will you call the roll?
Bates.
Aye.
Bates, aye. Durazzo.
Aye.
Durazzo, aye. Hertzberg.
Aye.
Hertzberg, aye. Laird.
Aye.
Laird, aye. Leyva.
Aye.
Leyva, aye. McGuire.
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Nielsen. Pan.
Aye.
Pan, aye. Roth.
Aye.
Roth, aye. Rubio. Skinner.
Aye.
Skinner, aye. Umberg. Wilk?
Aye.
Wilk, aye. Atkins?
Aye.
Atkins, aye. 11 do pass.
That measure passes with 11 votes, and I am going to go ahead and close the roll because we have more than a quorum present. So, Madam Secretary, if you will. Actually, as I'm...
Senator?
I could have you come this way for this one.
She's going to ask you to vote.
With deference to our member who just joined us, Senator Nielsen, we are voting, as you probably have done many times in the past, on item one and item two. Colleagues, I'm going to go ahead and repeat myself just quickly for the benefit of our colleagues who've joined us. And let me just say thank you so much. This is a big joint committee. It certainly is when we are not in a pandemic and we meet with the Assembly, and it is truly the joint Rules Contingent Committee. As I stated a little bit earlier for the body present, at the beginning of each legislative session, the Joint Rules Committee has to establish a chair and chief administrative officer of the committee pursuant to Joint Rule 40. That is what we are doing today. And so also, in light of the pandemic, the members of the Joint Rules Committee of each House may meet separately and consider any action that's required to be taken by the Joint Rules Committee. If the majority of members at the separate meeting vote in favor of an action, that action shall be considered approved by the Joint Rules Committee. I give that explanation for our two colleagues who just joined us. So we are voting on two items. Item one, the election of Assemblymember Ken Cooley as the chair of the Joint Committee on Rules. And item number two, the election of Deborah Gravert as Chief Administrative Officer of the Joint Committee on Rules. We have a motion made by our majority leader. We have already had one vote. Madam Secretary, can I ask you to call the remaining members?
Nielsen?
Aye.
Nielsen, aye. Umberg?
Aye.
Umberg, aye.
Thank you very much, colleagues. That passes 13, Madam Secretary,
yes,
with only one absence. So that measure passes. Thank you, colleagues. We close the roll, and so now we will adjourn the meeting of the Senate contingent of the Joint Committee on Rules with my great thanks to my colleagues for being here for this. Thank you. We will now take 5 minutes, and we will get set up for the Rules Committee meeting that we have scheduled for today, separate the Joint Contingent Committee on Rules.